job, is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, is vivifying your existence. The path to this sattva. Sattva means existence. You are existing. I am existing. God is existing. Is that right? The temporary existence that we see at the present moment, this is not our existence. This is our disease condition. Crazy condition. Vishachi paile janam hoti chanda. Vishachi means gross or wicked. When one is haunted by ghost, he becomes upset of his own consciousness and talks all kinds of nonsense. Similarly, when our existence is powered by the material ghost, we talk so many nonsense. And this body and anything in relationship with his body, his mind, and dying, and belong to this family, and belong to this community, nation, this, that, planet. These are all just like a man haunted by false speech, nonsense, these are all nonsense. And the Krishna consciousness movement is to cure this disease. Shuddha sattva existence. That is called Sarup. Real identity. Mukti. Mukti is. This word is very popular. Mukti. Liberation. What is that liberation? Liberation means to come to this platform of Krishna consciousness. That is liberation. Sarupena bhavati. Mukti is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti mukulitan, mukti Hitva anathārūpa. Mukti hitva anathārūpa. Anathārūpa. Rūpa means form. We are in a form which is not liberated form, material form. This form, which we have got just now, this form, when it will be finished, will never get this form, another form. Just like bubbles. Bubbles in the ocean. They come out. You cannot have exactly the same bubbles, same measurement, no. That's it. Similarly, this rupa, this anatha, this is not our rupa, our form. Therefore, sometimes previous teachers say he said it, formless. Formless doesn't mean has no form, not this form. That is possible. But people less intelligent, they think formless means there's no form. Formless means this, not this form. This is anatharupa. This is defined for a real form. The mukti means to give up this unreal form and accept your real form. Just like freedom from disease, get free from the disease condition and come to real healthy life. That is the Supreme Personality moment is for bringing men to the real life. All is human. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chaitanya Dakpana Marjana. It takes, to cure a disease. It takes a little time. But if you take to the process of cure, then that is very easy. In the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan, the personality of God is saying, Abhite Surakaro Bhajate Imam Dharanabha Sadhuriva Samantrabhya Dhammang Mabhutanita Vikram Bhavati Dhamma Sahasat Satcham Vinigatshi. Those have taken the Krishna consciousness serious. Even there are some faults, still they are faintly personal. That is the recommendation of Krishna. Because that fault may be due to his past habit, but that is being stopped. Just as you make the switch off, no more electric current will act, but the fan is still gives them round due to the past force. Similarly, a Krishna master's person, even with his tongue in form, Krishna says, no, sadhuri bhava. He changed the person, sadhuri. Why? The process he has taken now, that is pure in due course of the sattva, shanti rakshati. So, those who have fortunately come to this platform of Krishna consciousness, by association, by practice, this is the way. So, stick to it. Don't worry. Even if you find some fault, don't go away from the association. Trouble and Krishna is helping. So, this initiation process means beginning of the life of Krishna consciousness, and we shall try to be situated in our original consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. You may serve one Mr. Krishna Bhava. Real consciousness, as it is recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he identifies himself as eternal servant of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness, and this is liberation, and this is bhakti. If you simply stick to this principle, and Om Vastu Padamaya Kamalayu Dasa Dasa nothing except the eternal servant of Krishna. Then you are in the liberated platform. But the consciousness is so nice. Keep your name. And for keeping yourself in that consciousness, the simple method is the chanting, Hare Krishna. You keep yourself chanting as many hours, 24 hours, try as many hours, 24 hours. Kirtaniya sadahi. Lord Chaitanya says, this is to be practiced, 24 hours. That you can do, if you can simply practice. Even in sleeping, you can chant Hare Krishna. Even in sleeping. And there is no bar in sleeping, in eating, in going to the toilet room, There is no restriction. You can go on, join, free. That will keep you in your throat, in your real identification. And you will never be attacked by Maya. That's why you should keep yourself vaccinated. And if the interior, what is called, active, then there is no fear of being infected. That is correct. If you get yourself vaccinated, a certain type of infection, and you keep yourself active, just like doctors, they go, please, patients suffering from infectious disease, but they keep themselves covered, uninfected. They know the remedial measures, antiseptic, prophylactic processes. So these prophylactic, antiseptic processes, Krishna Kirtanam, Paramu Vidyande Sri Krishna Kirtanam, that is Lord Chaitanya's best. All glory is to the Sankirtan, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. This time is Krishna Kirtan, not any other. The Mahārāja is not aware they introduced so many other Kirtan. No. Kirtan means Krishna Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rāma. Or any name. Glorifying the name of the Lord. That is Kirtan. But this Hare Krishna mantra is specially recommended in the day. And Lord Chaitanya personally chanted. So, you should follow. Although, every name of Krishna is as potent as the name Krishna. Vishnu men, or there are thousands and thousands of men. Nam Namakari Bahuda. Bahuda means there is no count, innumerable men. Each man has the same potency like Krishna. But this is recommended, especially those who take advantage. This is one thing, and other thing to take precaution so that Maya may not attack. You should be cautious also. And therefore, we have to follow the four regulated things. No illicit sex life. No meat-eating, a non-vegetarian diet. We have no quarrel with vegetarian and non-vegetarian. We are after Krishna Prasad. If Krishna accepts something beyond his vegetarian diet, then we can accept it. But Krishna says, no. Give me Pattam Pushpam Phalam Tosam. Krishna can eat everything. He is God. But he says that give me this Pattam Pushpam Phalam Tosam. Offer me this flower, fruit, water, flavor. So, we are after Krishna Prasad. That is our hope. We don't find sweet vegetarian and we are not making propaganda just like there is vegetarian society. No, we have no business. Even if a man becomes vegetarian, what does he get? In this material world, either vegetarian or non-vegetarian, they are on the same platform, born from the same thing. So that is not our problem. we are introducing Krishna Prasad. Therefore, we invite people to take nice prasadam. So these four principles we should follow. We shall not accept anything which is not offered to Krishna. That is all. And no illicit sex life, no gambling, no income. We are already intoxicated, being haunted by the ghost of Maya. And further intoxication, do you think intoxication can be cured by intoxication? No. Let us not. So, these four rules you have to follow. And to keep to Krishna consciousness, then your life is different. Very simple thing. Very simple thing. But it is simple for the simple. But it is very hard for the crooked. So those who are going to be initiated, they should always remember these restrictive four rules and chant Hare Krishna at least 16 rounds. And eat Bhagavad Prasadam, Krishna Prasadam, and be happy, done. Is there any difficulty? No difficulty. And people will rise, the bright faces. Yes. They will have to admit. Because it is simple point. There's no impurity. Without being pure, how can we expect to reach God? This is all I have told them. To keep oneself dirty, impure, in mind, in body, in feeling, in character, and in one should go to God for ourselves. Correct. There's no entrance for you to God. Janamam ha varuranda rudra maruta sandhati vidvaitava vedaishanga padakrama upanishadai gayanti jana samaka jayalava sita dadgate namunata pashanti jana yogino jasyam tangana vibhushkura kudanana vivara tasmai maho. God believes in that that the yogi, they are trying to touch their God by meditation. And demigods like Brahma, not Shiva and others, they are offering baby prayers. And the Sham Veda is always singing the glories of the Lord. The Lord is so exalted, so pure. So if you have to reach the stop, you must be pure, 100% pure. And that's not very difficult. These is the Punaman, John Hare Krishna, he becomes Pippa, Pippa, more, more, more. And they will come and find that you are completely pure from all material contents. And become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. And that makes you a solution of all problems. That is so nice. Always remember this, that we have taken the best in the whole creation of the law. That's the point. Do not try to adulterate it. Keep it pure and your life is pure. This is an opportunity. the human form of life, this particular type of tongue, which can be that use. In other type of tongue is that chew. You can test the blood and the flesh and so many things. But you cannot chant Hare Krishna. But here is a tongue given by God. You can utilize it for chanting Hare Krishna. Don't miss the habit. The chewing facility, tasting facility will get even in cat like dog like. But this chanting facility is not yet. This is this life, human form of life. So don't misuse it. Chant Hare Krishna regularly and be a thank you.
Bringing in more, yes, the initiation
in the beginning of each winter. And at first, offering generous bread means bringing him warm weather. Principally, those who are ordinarily initiated, should not touch the deity. Only those who are in several stages, this is the system. But the song, Gita, is so nice that even without sacred stress, because he is regularly chanting, he is to be supposed to be free from. That is the recommendation given by Guru Sahib. Anyone who is chanting regularly Hare Krishna mantra, sadhu sadhu sapanaya kalpa. Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu means dog. Aga. Aga means eating. Dog. Dog is a person who is in great and man's pride. In Bhagavad says, sadhu sadhu sapanaya kalpa. Even if he's a dog, that may be perfect. He immediately becomes qualified to offer sacrifice. Samana is fire sacrifice. And even Yuga-Goshwami gives note on this plan that a person born in the family of a Brahmin having the sacred state segment. But one who has become truly sincere by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he immediately becomes a highly qualified person. Don't misuse the opportunity of saying that. Use it properly and the life will be accepted. So, apavitra pavitra, any condition of life, anyone who remembers Krishna, Pundarikatman, so both ways, external and internal, he is not purified. Shuddhi. Shuddhi means pure. And there is a
Suchi means blessed. It's not on the capital. sincere faith, sincere form.
The godless,
Mukti,
then becomes a Sushi.
Yadi Krishna Vai,
Yadi Krishna Vai,
that's all.
If it's just a concept, never mind, it's a problem. It becomes immediately done.
Mukti haya suchi haya jadi krishna haya.
Suchi haya mukti haya jadi krishna haya. And if even is a ball in a burning pan, krishna krishna haya, it's immediately a problem.
But don't lose this opportunity. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Don't become
farmers.
Rupam,
Nagra,
Jatam,
Sahagana,
Raghunathan,
Tang,
Swam,
Sajivam,
Sa,
Adjaitam,
Sa,
Abadhutam,
Parijana,
Sahitam,
Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Devam,
Sri,
Radha,
Krishna,
Radha,
Sahagana,
Dalita,
Sri,
Sikabha,
Nidanska.
Namo,
Om,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Krishna,
Krishthaya,
Bhutale,
Srimati,
Bhakti,
Siddhanta,
Shami,
Hite,
Nami.
Namo,
Om,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Krishna,
Krishthaya,
Bhutale,
Srimati,
Bhakti,
Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Hire,
Nami,
Sri,
Bhasha,
Anadi,
Devi,
Sri,
Kaya,
Kipa,
Hari,
Krishna,
Sambandha,
Jnana,
Saini,
Prabhavi,
Namaha.
Mahadurga,
Ujjala,
Srimadya,
Sri,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Bhaktita,
Sri,
Gaura,
Karna,
Shakti,
Vikra,
Aya,
Namah,
Te,
Namaste,
Gaura,
Vani,
Sri,
Murtai,
Jina,
Sajni,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Vividya,
Apa,
Siddhanta,
Danta,
Sajni,
Namo,
Om,
Vishnu,
Sadaya,
Gaura,
Chitraya,
Vipra,
Dhamma,
Rakham,
Bodhi,
Padam,
Bhujaya,
Sini,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Bhakti,
Vinadaya,
Sachida,
Nanda,
Namne,
Gaura,
Bhakti,
Garu,
Maya,
Rupa,
Mugaya,
Namaha,
Sute,
Gaura,
Abhi,
Ava,
Bhumi,
Sang,
Nidhesya,
Sajjana,
Priya,
Vaishnava,
Sarva,
Homa,
Sri,
Jada,
Nathara,
Sri,
Namaha. Thank you.